When someone says he made a deal with the devil, these things can be done. It can be made. Now imagine a 15-year-old girl pregnant, as you're going to hear this digital media file, and a demon popping up and going, I can get you out of this. Not only can I get you out of this, I can get you wealth and fame and fortune. But you got to make a deal. Sell me your soul. Give me your soul. I'll get you to an abortion clinic. They can do this. They can do this. Anything an angel can do, a demon can do. I'll clear the path for you, but you owe me. See if a deal with the devil was made by actress Busy Phillips. What do you think after you hear this? I mean, look, I don't know why they're so angry. The decision hasn't even been made yet. These are acts of, I keep telling you, saying this, when you turn a light, all right, you've got a bunch of cockroaches in your kitchen, and you go in to get a midnight snack, and you turn the light on, what happens? You see cockroaches on the floor, they scurry for the baseboards. They're sensitive to light. What's happening here? The demons have been shrouded in darkness. People have had scales fall from their eyes now, and the sanitary light of the truth has begun to shine. The irony is, ladies and gentlemen, is that the light that is shining specifically because of the science that was used to justify and to validate Roe versus Wade and abortion. So the science has now come full circle. Isn't that something, right? And the science is now being used to, that's actually a baby. You can't use that 8-week defense anymore either. So see if you hear someone who has made a deal with the devil.
Here I was, sitting in Los Angeles in my beautiful office of my own late-night talk show. Soon I would be driving my hybrid car to my beautiful f***ing home to kiss my two beautiful and healthy children and my husband who had taken the year off to parent so I could focus on my career. Have all of this, all of it, because I was allowed bodily autonomy at 15.
Kill babies.
I will not be shamed into being quiet. We will not be shamed into being quiet never again.
Kill babies.
We'll never stop talking about my abortion or my periods or my experiences in childbirth, my episiotomies, my yeast infections, or my ovulation that lines up with the moon.
Ladies and gentlemen, these people are, this woman is deranged. She makes it sound like the Nazi stormtroopers are down the street and are coming for the family. I will never stop talking about killing my soon to be born child. Now, an appropriate question at this moment might be, why were you having sex at 15 years old? Who with? Did anyone else know about this abortion? I mean, it boggles the mind what's going on here with this. You want to hear another one? Mrs. O'Connell's going, no! This is Ayanna Pressley. Now, again, this is at the rally that the demonically inspired Charles Chucky Schumer spoke at and threatened Justice Gorsuch and Kavanaugh on Wednesday. So what were they rallying for? They fear, because of the questions that John Roberts asked, they fear that Louisiana's law that requires an abortionist to have admitting privileges at a nearby hospital, they fear that our law is going to be upheld. And if it is, then the Alabama law, the Georgia law, the Mississippi law, the Kentucky law, there's six other suits attached to this. This is D-Day for baby killing. Now, if the court gets it right, D-Day for baby killing, and the promoters and useful idiots of Moloch, they think the end is near. Do the demons have preternatural knowledge? Yes, they do. Are they whispering into souls? People who have sold their souls to them to procure these abortions and be lavish with all this worldly and material success? Are they telling them, you're not doing enough to stop this? Because they know what's coming? Sounds like it to me. I can't possibly know that, but it sounds like it to me. Here, Ayanna Pressley, listen to this shrieker. Yeah, kill babies!
And we have two alleged sexual predators on the bench of the highest court of the land with the power to determine our reproductive freedoms. I still believe, Anita Hill,
kill babies! Kill Clarence Thomas!
And I still believe Dr. Christine Blasey Ford.
Yay! Blasey Ford, yay!
So yes, I am outraged because this is outrageous. Let us channel our righteous rage into voting power, the power to evict the occupant of this White House, to legislate our destiny, to affirm our collective liberation. I stand ready as a partner in this battle to protect the will of the people and ensure every person has the right to self-determination over their reproductive health. The people united will never be defeated.
Blah, 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 blah. Whatevs. Again, as we've been pointing out for 2 years now, that thing inside your womb is not yours. It is not your body. It is a totally separate, discrete, independent human being. It's not yours. But if you look at this piece in The Federalist, there's Tom, now that woman is a member of the House of Representatives, by the by. So what is going on here? By the by, chat room is opencrusadechannel.com/chat. It's some early lively activity in there. This portion of the Mike Church Show brought to you by our friends at Bulldog Kia for the best deal on a newer used automobile, Kia automobile, anywhere in North America. Shop where the church family shops for all of our cars. We have two new ones we bought and two used ones, and we won't shop anywhere else. Bulldog Kia. And I don't live in Athens, Georgia. So my cars are delivered thanks to the Bulldog Kia VIP delivery service. It's a great service to take advantage of. Do business with a family-owned, family-run car company that's not in it just to make a buck. They're in it because they've been doing it for two decades, and they're in it because they love serving their customers' needs. So if you're looking for the best deal on a new or used Kia, or maybe you're just looking for a new or used car, consider a Kia. And if you're going to consider a Kia, please, I implore you, shop at BulldogKia.com. And if you see a car you like, you want to ask questions, give them a call. 855-BULLDOG. 855-BULLDOG. We'll see you at Bulldog Kia, and you tell them the King Dude sent you. So what's going on here, folks? Again, I'm not a demonologist like Ralph Sarchi. Only play one on the radio. But let's just go over what we do know. The demons do have preternatural knowledge. They also have current knowledge. So they know some of the events that are about to happen. Because it was revealed to them when they were angels. This is why they said no. Here, wait a minute, wait. You're going to give that human, that cretin that you made, that creature, you're going to give him free will?